Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts joining us. Back with Randy in just a moment.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
Well, we got a 2003 John Deere 670CH motor grader selling, a 2011 International 7400 SBA feed truck with 63,000 miles, has a Coon Knight feed box on that unit. We're also selling a 1974 John Deere 770B motor grader with 14,200 hours. We also are selling an older 1981 Case 2290 tractor with 6,000 hours. And there's lots of other equipment, including drills, shredders, tillage equipment, trucks, tractors, and just a lot more items to choose from.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com, and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
For a lot of years now, we've been going to the Cattle Industry Convention held late January, early February at various locations around the country. One constant, though, is the opportunity to sit down with the top hired hand of Cattle Facts, Randy Block. This year, no different. Over on the West Coast in San Diego, we sat down with Randy Block the day after the Cattle Facts Outlook seminar and talked about what was said by his team of analysts. And it seemed like a lot of it was boiled down to a single word: volatility.
I think, as one of our analysts said yesterday, a tale of two halves. You have a market that averaged 160 in the first half of 2015 and averaged 135 in the second half of 15. So you think about all the things that can happen that would drive nearly a $25 hundred move in average prices from the first half to the second half. There's a lot going on. And obviously, for producers, we were on the wrong end of that stick, weren't we, with the relative to the global slowdown in global demand, the strength in the dollar. Bottom line is we ended up with 4.5 billion more pounds of protein to absorb in the U.S. marketplace than we had 1 year ago. The single largest one-year change in the history of our business. We had an 8% increase in pork production during the year, a 4-5% increase in poultry production. Exports for poultry were down nearly 15%. Beef production was basically flat. We're actually smaller, but our imports were bigger, so our net beef supply was flat. But our exports were off 13%. So not having access to those global markets drove a lot more protein back to the U.S. consumers.
When we look at where we are right now for 2016, it seemed like that the numbers that Cattle Facts came up with, the predictions for a 2016 average, pretty well are in line with what we have seen in the latter part of the fourth quarter of 2015.
I think that's a good observation, Ron. You know, we think the market is, obviously it's been incredibly volatile, but the market continues to reject the price levels. When we break down in here into the teens or low 20s, the market rejects those levels very quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we look at the supply-demand side, obviously demand is very difficult to forecast with your headlights. But we still see a slowing global economy, but we see a good U.S. economy.
Cattle Facts does believe we'll have improving exports, though, here in 2016 versus 15. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial, including Angus, Limflex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.